The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive football stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com.
This is Fantasy Football Today from CBS Sports.
On his way to the end zone.
I'll tell you what, that was a spectacular play.
It's time to dominate your fantasy league.
What a play! Off to the races! Touchdown! Oh, he's done it again!
Now here's some combination of Adam, Dave, Jamie, Heath, and Ben.
Adam and Frank here with your Saturday mailbag. And good afternoon, good morning, whenever the heck you're listening. Hello, happy Saturday, everybody. So, Patriots get a COVID test and shut down their facility. Just saw on this Friday afternoon that the game is still scheduled to be played as is, but that's obviously up in the air. And by the time you hear this, you'll probably know more than I know right now, which is always the case. Frank, what's up?
What's going on, Adam? You know, this isn't really all that new to me because I just played through a fantasy baseball season that was quite crazy as well regarding COVID. So I'm kind of used to it at this point, but I could see why people who are just playing fantasy football this season are a little annoyed. It's kind of a crazy season.
Yeah, it is. And it's going to continue to be this way. So you just adapt to it. No big deal. Now, Melvin Gordon was not at practice on Friday. So even if they do play, it's not clear what his status is going to be. Let's say Melvin Gordon is out. How much would you love or like Philip Lindsay this week?
I think he would be a top 24 running back. I think he would sneak inside the, you know, RB2 range, and I think that he would probably see 15-plus touches. So take that for what it's worth. They are big underdogs in this game, so they could be playing from behind. Hopefully that would lead to more receptions for him. But I would say 15 touches is a pretty safe floor if there's no Melvin Gordon.
Oh, okay, he was actually sent home because he was not feeling well. It was not COVID-related. So, yeah, things are just breaking now, a little after 1:20 p.m. Eastern here on this Friday. DJ Chark is questionable. Keep an eye on Keelan Cole. If DJ Chark does not play, Keelan Cole is a nice opportunity. I picked him up in our podcast league, 14 teams PPR, and we'll start. Well, I guess it's either going to be him or Melvin Gordon. So, honestly, I'd probably start Keelan Cole, even if Gordon plays, I think. That's a tough. What would you do there, Keelan Cole or Melvin Gordon in PPR?
Yeah, and PPR, if there's no DJ Chark, I would go with Keelan Cole. It's just been a very tumultuous week for Melvin Gordon, and a lot of it he brought on to himself, you know, with the whole DUI and now being sent home with this illness. So he hasn't really had much practice this week. I would go with Keelan Cole in PPR.
And Philip Lindsay, obviously, back. All right, make sure you're watching CBS Sports HQ on Sunday to get you ready for the games. 10 a.m. Eastern, that's when they get started, so there's a lot to talk about there. You're going to get gambling advice, fantasy advice, football advice, life advice, love advice. It's just, you know, it's everything under the sun on CBS Sports HQ. And make sure you watch us on Twitch. You coming on Twitch on Sunday?
Of course. Let's go.
Good.
I'm back.
Frank will give you relationship advice on Twitch if you
ask.
Is
that true?
Sure, it is now.
All right.
Frank also saw The Matrix for the first time.
Yeah, it was all right. I mean, you know, I'm only 20 years late, so obviously some of the things didn't age that well, but, you know, Neo running through a lobby of bullets flying at him and not getting hit by a single one, you know, it's kind of cheesy, but it was probably an iconic scene back in 1999, so who am I to judge?
You know, let me take you way back, Frank, to the first time I saw The Matrix. The year was 2020. It was about 6 months ago, and I was the last person on Earth to see The Matrix, so I thought, anyway. So I'm like you. I didn't see The Matrix until 2020. I thought it was tremendous, and actually, I thought the worst part was the action. The action was pretty cheesy, but the story was great. I thought it was a great movie. I don't even really consider it an action movie. It was more sci-fi to me.
It's a love movie. It turned out to, for anyone listening who hasn't seen it, I don't want to ruin it, but it's a love movie.
Oh, okay. Okay. You think Die Hard's a Christmas movie, I'm sure. All right, we did a Twitter poll today. Frank likes Twizzlers. So I posted a poll. Twizzlers are A, great, B, good, C, meh, and D, horrible, you weirdo. So we'll see. We'll see what wins. Right now, meh is winning.
I probably would have predicted that.
I like them. I think they're good. I would have voted for good. Apple Podcast questions. Here's some starter sits from BRNG. Will Fuller against the Titans, Raheem Mostert against the Rams, or Miles Gaskin against the Jets? That's a tough one. Fuller, Gaskin, Mostert.
Ooh, I like all of these. I'm going to go with Miles Gaskin, man. Like, I love the matchup here. They're huge favorites. The weather seems like it might be a kind of an issue in Miami. I spoke about that on Twitch stream on Thursday, but they're expecting a lot of high winds and it's like thunderstorms. I think we see a lot of Miles Gaskin, probably 20 touches again in a good matchup. Pretty safe PPR floor. I'll take Gaskin, but it is very close.
All right, this second one comes from Mike the Gaelic Sox fan. Hey, Rice, Arn, Tully, and Barry. Seems to be a wrestling thing, the Four Horsemen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You knew that?
Nah, yeah, Tully sounded familiar as something wrestling related.
Start two of these three. John Brown, Jarvis Landry, Christian Kirk.
Let's go with John Brown and Christian Kirk. Jarvis Landry, I don't think he's healthy. He hasn't really been great all season.
He's coming off his best game.
It's true.
What if Beckham doesn't play?
Yeah, if Beckham doesn't play, then I would go with John Brown and Landry.
From McGuavio, start three of these five. Devontae Parker, Julian Edelman, DJ Moore, Devin Singletary, and David Montgomery. Parker, Edelman, Moore, Singletary, Montgomery.
Okay, I like Montgomery for sure. Love the matchup against the Panthers. No Kawan Short as well. Let's go with Devontae Parker against the Jets. And you need one more. I'm going to go back to DJ Moore. It looks like Zach Moss is going to play for the Bills.
Yeah,
so that obviously cut into Devin Singletary's workload here. So let's go Montgomery, Parker, and Moore.
Rest of season questions from Nate Crawford. I'm stacked at running back. Kamara, Mixon, Hunt, James Robinson, Ronald Jones, Madison. Should I trade Kamara for Mahomes or Russell Wilson?
No. I would try to trade one of those other running backs if you can, but even with Michael Thomas returning, I would assume that Kamara is still a top three, top five, the lowest running back rest of season. So I would look to trade one of Hunt while Nick Chubb is out potentially, or even James Robinson, because I'd feel all right with Joe Mixon as my RB2. Try and trade one of those guys for an elite quarterback, and I think that that's a fair trade. I don't think you should have to give up Kamara to get one of those quarterbacks.
From A-Trips, I lost Dak this week. I just traded Chris Carson for Kyler Murray and James Robinson. Grade the trade. Carson for Murray and Robinson.
That's pretty damn good.
Yeah, that's a good
one. I'll give that an A-.
From Ultra Funky.
Ooh, all right.
Yeah, the cops are coming later. Hey, Justin, JC, Joey, Lance, and Chris. Oh, it's Frank. Frank's got their poster on the wall somewhere.
Oh, is that true? I honestly get these two mixed up. Is this NSYNC or Backstreet Boys? I think it's NSYNC.
Yeah. Justin Timberlake, man. Although, Joey, I don't think it's a mix. I don't think it's a mix. Lance Bass. I think it's just NSYNC. Grade the trade. DJ Moore, Darius Slayton, and JD McKissick. Give up Moore, Slayton, and McKissick. Get Madison and Latavius Murray.
So this might be someone who's just desperate for a win this week if they're trading for Madison. Right, would help to know if they were a Dalvin Cook owner as well. Still don't like selling low on DJ Moore. I'll give this a C-. But if you're a Dalvin Cook owner, C+.
Okay, and if you need a win this week, I think it might be worth it. From Rich Malloy 3, grade the trade. Give Michael Thomas, DJ Chark, and Mark Ingram. Get Kareem Hunt and Juju Smith-Schuster. Michael Thomas, DJ Chark, Mark Ingram, get Hunt and Juju.
I don't love this trade. It's probably fair, so I'll give it a C. But Michael Thomas is probably a top five wide receiver rest of season. Chark is a high-end wide receiver, too. You do get a huge running back upgrade for as long as Nick Chubb is out. Yeah, it's a C.
Where's our next one? From it's F1, not McLovin. No, on this show, it's McLovin. Big Ben or Stafford rest of season?
Let's go with, I'll go with Big Ben. I think it's very close. And they both have had their buys, so that's interesting. I'll go with Ben, though. I think the collective weapons together is better than really just Kenny Golladay. Marvin Jones looks like a shell of himself. I like both of these guys a lot. I think they're both, you know, top 10, top 12, but I'll take Big Ben.
We won't penalize you for that unintentional swipe he took at TJ Hawkinson just now. from Josh Moe, should I give up DJ Moore and Justin Jackson for Tyler Lockett? DJ Moore and Justin Jackson for Tyler Lockett.
Yeah.
Yes.
I like this. I think this is a good buy low opportunity on Tyler Lockett right now, and a potential sell high on Justin Jackson. He looks like the guy in the interim while Eckler is out, but I could see that kind of being a weekly thing.
Mm-hmm.
I like this.
Okay.
Let's give it a B+.
It's a win. From J.S. Dale, should I trade Evans and Damian Harris for Josh Jacobs? Evans and Harris for Jacobs.
Yeah, this classic Frank 2-for-1, so I can get behind this. You're trying to consolidate the talent on your team. A huge upgrade at running back. Yeah, I'm cool with that. Like, I think Evans is probably a sell high. Like, Chris Godwin's going to be back, and I know Chris Towers has cited a bunch of really bad signs for Mike Evans regarding like his usage this season and Tom Brady as his quarterback. Damian Harris is probably like a flex running back rest of season. Upside to be better. But I like this. Yeah, I would do it to get Josh Jacobs.
All right, I'm going to fire through some emails from some Apple Podcast questions. I didn't have a chance to put in our notes, but I'll just read them straight from our Apple Podcast page. And if you could leave us a 5-star review, it doesn't have to be a fantasy question, by the way. If you want to just leave us a 5-star review and tell the world why you like our show, we'd really appreciate that. We'd really appreciate the help. It would be awesome. This comes from Trey. Half PPR, 2-receiver, 2-flex league. Give Josh Jacobs and Cooper Kupp. Get Adam Thielen, Mike Evans, and Leonard Fournette. So Jacobs and Kupp for Thielen, Evans, and Fournette. He still has Kamara, Montgomery, Justin Jackson, Alexander Mattison. What do you think?
My initial reaction was no, because it's such a big drop-off in running back. And yeah, you have some running backs there, but I wouldn't do it.
Okay, how about from 2-inch Titan? Antonio Gibson or Jonathan Taylor, PPR?
Oh, definitely Jonathan Taylor.
How about from the Juice? Half PPR traded Devontae Adams and J.K. Dobbins. Adams and Dobbins for Kareem Hunt, Will Fuller, and Henry Ruggs. I will still have Sanders and Gibson, but he'll also get Kareem Hunt. So, yeah, Adams and Dobbins for Hunt, Fuller, and Ruggs.
It's okay. It's probably an even trade. It's all right. I don't think I would have done it.
Anthony from Detroit. Would you drop Julian Edelman for Mecole Hardman?
No, I wouldn't.
From Eagles 0-16. Sorry, that's not happening. Dear Patrick and Alex. Mahomes and Smith? I don't know.
Last two Chiefs quarterbacks, I guess?
Yeah, I guess so. Gray the trade, give Alvin Kamara, receive Dalvin and Debo. Give Alvin, get Dalvin and Debo.
I would like this more if it's like a keeper or dynasty context, but if it's just redraft, it's fine. Again, like, I feel like I'm saying that for every trade, but I would rather just keep Kamara. I think he's still going to be better than Dalvin Cook rest of season. And now the injury is starting to creep up with Dalvin Cook, which is always kind of the issue for him. I would really want to make sure I have Alexander Mattison if I trade for Dalvin Cook. It's an okay trade. I don't know that Debo Samuel is going to be much more valuable than like a low-end, solid wide receiver 3 rest of season.
All right, this is from Kankles. Grade the trade. Trade away Kenyon Drake. Get Tyler Lockett. I have Zeke, Justin Jackson, and Chase Edmonds. So would you leave yourself kind of thin at running back to get Tyler Lockett? Give up Drake, get Lockett.
Yeah, this is a good question, because then you just got to kind of ride it out with those two guys. But overall, I mean, just from a talent perspective, and give me the better player in fantasy right now, and I think that's far and away Tyler Lockett. And you just rid yourself of that Kenyon Drake situation. Like, even with Kenyon Drake, you're probably thin anyway, right? So... yeah, I would do it.
Okay, this comes from Screw These Nicknames, My Name's Zach. Evan Ingram or Robert Tonyan, PPR?
They say if it's rest of season or just for this week?
I think, I don't know. I don't know.
I will go with Robert Tonyan. I just don't know what to expect out of Evan Engram. It's Daniel Jones has been terrible this season. It was a good matchup against the Cowboys. He scored a rushing touchdown and had another touchdown called back. I will go with Robert Tonyan coming off that 3-touchdown game.
All right, Joshua wants to know, Josh from Newark, New Jersey, would you drop Cam Newton for Ryan Tannehill? And he mentions it as a PPR league. Would you drop Cam for Tannehill?
I feel like Cam is probably more likely to catch a pass.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah, you know, like if they kind of get creative with him. No, I wouldn't. I would stick with Cam Newton. I think the rushing floor that he provides is just much safer than Ryan Tannehill, and his upside is probably higher as well. So it's very close. I think they're like back to back on the season in fantasy points per game, with Cam being just ahead of Tannehill. I'll stick with Cam.
All right, Beto says that I butchered his trade. He submitted a trade to be graded and he received a C. Context was missing for receive Zeke for Chris Godwin and James Conner, which Adam butchered, by the way. You didn't tell Heath about my depth, and therefore I need this trade to be regraded. I have Kamara and James Robinson at running back. I have A.J. Brown, Will Fuller, Woods, and Claypool at wide receiver. So give up Godwin and James Conner. Get Zeke. Sorry, Beto. My bad.
I think it's, even with the context, it's a little bit better than a C. It's probably like a C+ or a B-, because obviously you're getting the best player in the trade. And again, like I love the 2-for-1s and consolidating your team, but even with the wide receivers you're left with, you don't have a legitimate wide receiver 1 on that team. Once you trade away Godwin, I think when he's healthy, he is a wide receiver 1. So you got to keep that in mind. So I'll give it a, let's go B-.
All right, here we go. Rapid fire. Let's do from Kyle. Start 3 and half PPR. Mostert, Aaron Jones, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, and Todd Gurley. Who are you sitting? Mostert, Aaron Jones, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, and Gurley.
I will sit Mostert.
How about from Rambo? Aaron Jones, Zeke, James Robinson, and Karen Hunt. That's what he wrote. Who would you sit? Aaron Jones, Zeke, James Robinson, or Karen Hunt?
Let's sit. Man, I'll sit James Robinson. I don't feel good about it, though.
Brian says, rate my receivers rest of season. Davante Adams, Mike Evans, Tyler Lockett, Cooper Kupp, and Robbie Anderson. It's PPR. How would you rank them rest of season? Adams, Evans, Lockett, Kupp, Anderson.
Adams won. Run through the names again. It's a lot of names here.
Evans.
Yep.
Lockett.
Mm-hmm.
Kupp. Robbie Anderson.
Let's go Lockett 2, Evans 3, Kupp, and then Anderson.
I had exactly the same, except I put Anderson over Kupp.
But, it's close.
It is close. Well, you know what? We can ask someone else. We can ask the Fantasy Cops!
Yeah.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Send us your questions. Put Fantasy Cops in the subject line. League disputes. I have one that I wanted to read first. Let me see if I can find it real quick. Yes, here we go. It is from Stephanie. Subject line. I'm sleeping with the commissioner. My husband offered me a trade, and I want to make sure it's fair and also beneficial to me rest of season. People in the league already accuse me of sleeping with the commissioner. Would you give up Christian McCaffrey to get Devin Singletary and James Robinson? I am 2-3. I have Gaskin, Harris, Kelly, Eckler. So wants the running back help now. Give up McCaffrey, get Singletary and James Robinson.
And who were the other running backs she had again outside of McCaffrey?
She has Gaskin, Damian Harris, Josh Kelly, and Austin Eckler.
Yeah, 2-3. Singletary and Robinson. Robinson is a borderline top 12 running back. Singletary is probably more of a low-end RB2 with Zach Moss back. I think that's a fair trade. I don't think it's egregious. And McCaffrey still might be out for the next 2 weeks.
Right. I think it's fine. It's going to work out, I think, for your husband. But It's fine. It's fine. You need the win.
Other people to send you a better trade offer, if that's the case. Tell people to try and match it or you know, offer you something better. I don't think it's egregious, though, and you need a win. It's a really good matchup for Robinson. I probably wouldn't do the trade myself, but I could see why you would want to do this trade.
All right, let's do another one from Hunter in Chicago. Yesterday, I had a trade that was accepted from another player and got directly vetoed by the commissioner. Uh-oh. Thus canceling the trade immediately. I was giving up Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Devontae Parker, and Evan Ingram, and I was getting George Kittle. Keep in mind, this guy's team was so banged up, he had to start Darrington Evans last week at RB2. So the commissioner is saying that I took advantage of the guy because of the Le'Veon Bell news, the signing, but the trade was accepted before the signing happened, and in my opinion, that shouldn't matter. I had the sense that the Chiefs were going to sign Le'Veon, so I wanted to move Edwards-Helaire at his value before the signing, and it's not my fault that the other party did not know about the Le'Veon news. The trade was vetoed, not by the league vote, but by the commish. And now the big news is out that Le'Veon signed. Should a commish have this power over the whole league? Should the canceling be reversed and put through? Should trade voting even be a thing? What should be done? And again, the trade, he gave up Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Devontae Parker, and Evan Ingram for George Kittle.
So let me get this straight. The commissioner thinks that the person who is giving up George Kittle got ripped off in this trade. Because
yes,
it seems like a pretty good trade. Like, I would argue that maybe the person giving up Kittle is actually getting the better side of this trade. Like, yes, Clyde Edwards-Helaire is probably not a top 12 running back anymore. That's fine. He's probably more of an RB2, but you're getting a wide receiver too. And okay, a streamable Evan Ingram who has good matchups coming up. So you have injuries and you're trying to get as much as you can for George Kittle. I don't think this is a crazy trade. And any commissioner who does this, I'm the commissioner of a league. I have the final say on whether a trade goes through. But vetoes are not there to, okay, the commissioner thinks that this is a lopsided trade. Or even if the league thinks it's a lopsided trade. That's not what... Vetoes are there for just collusion and collusion alone. And
no, not quite.
Yeah,
if someone in the podcast league traded... I have Sammy Watkins, but Sammy Watkins for Dalvin Cook, I'd veto it.
That's a terrible trade.
It has to be that obviously horrible. But this, first of all, it's not that bad of a trade. But so I think the big issue here, Hunter, is that the commissioner doesn't like you. You did something to the commissioner. You need to look at your relationship with the commissioner and figure out what happened here. But in general, Le'Veon Bell gets released. Rumors abound about the Chiefs. You've got this thought that he's going to go to the Chiefs. I'm going to trade Clyde Edwards-Helaire now to a fantasy manager who doesn't really consider it, you know, doesn't consider the Le'Veon Bell situation potentially. I don't have a problem with that. I really don't.
That's a smart move. Yeah. That's a shrewd move.
There's a difference between that and like, oh, Le'Veon Bell just got injured and the news just broke. I'm going to go offer him to somebody and rip this fantasy manager off and trick him. I don't. That's a different scenario. This is commissioner. You suck. You're going to jail. All right. From Alex, we did a 14-team dynasty startup this season, and the commissioner selected I won't say the name. A different fantasy football platform over Sleeper and CBS. After week 5, we realized a couple managers weren't setting their lineup and there was a very low level of trade activity. Most of us have been playing together for 10 plus years, so this was strange. End result is that the platform is terrible and it was deterring people from being active. We're scrapping the league, cutting some of the managers, and drafting another startup next offseason. Some of the people still want the season to count, while over half want their money refunded. I understand playing out the season in redraft, but in dynasty format, that's not right. I've already sold a few pieces to gain picks and get younger. So basically, I'm throwing away my buy-in. Should the season be played out or should all money be refunded?
Oh, this is a mess, man. And this is one of the major issues with starting up a dynasty league is, I mean, regardless of platform, you have to have people who are into it,
yeah,
that are, you know, that are dedicated. And like, this isn't going to happen in the first season, let alone.
But so to explain this to me, Frank, this is what I don't understand. They set up a dynasty league. The platform stinks. People aren't active. He says, we're scrapping the league, cutting some of the managers, and drafting another startup next offseason. And then he goes on to say that he's already sold a few pieces to gain picks and get younger. What am I missing here? Doesn't that seem contradictory?
It does. Yeah. They should probably just, I would say, yeah, just scrap it. But if you're going to do that, then like obviously everyone has to get their money back.
So you know what, Alex? You don't get the fantasy cops. You get the grammar police because you butchered this and it makes no sense to me. But if you're scrapping the league, I think you should probably just refund everybody's money.
Yeah.
Or at least refund most of it. Maybe keep like less than half, 30%, whatever. Some buy in and play it out. But you should give people their money back.
It's a mess at this point. Like, this guy traded away players for picks and stuff. Like, everything's all over the place. It's a mess. Like, I don't see how you could really play it out.
Oh, yeah. Well, the grammar police are happy to help. All right. We are going to take a quick break here on Fantasy Football Today. When we come back, your emails, fantasyfootball@cbsi.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thank you all so much for your emails every week. Really appreciate your support, your interest in the show, and you make the show a lot better. So thank you so much. Rest of season question from Alex. Should I drop Tom Brady to pick up Justin Herbert on his bye when no one will be thinking of Brady, of Herbert? Or is Brady going to be a badass rest of the year?
Well, it's been kind of an inconsistent start to the season for Brady. Obviously, he had that one big 5-touchdown game. But also consider, like, he really hasn't had all of his weapons together for a single game this year. So, as much as I like Herbert, I will stick with Brady. I think better days are coming once Godwin and Evans are healthy, assuming they will be healthy at some point.
Yeah, I do like the fact that Herbert's got the Jaguars and the Broncos his next two games?
No, like, this isn't a bad question at all. I like Herbert a lot, but I would stick with Brady.
I would, too. I think there's a lot left for him. So I'm looking forward to seeing what he does this week against a team with no pass rush so far. From Justin, give up Cooper Kupp and Ronald Jones. Get DK Metcalf. So he still has Miles Sanders, Jonathan Taylor, and Philip Lindsay looks to be his third running back. So you're going Kupp and Ronald Jones for DK Metcalf.
Yeah, I like this trade. I will give it a solid B. I think Metcalf is probably a top 10 wide receiver rest of season. Cooper Kupp is more of a wide receiver too, like a top 15, top 20 kind of guy. And Ronald Jones, like, I think eventually Leonard Fournette's going to be healthy and they're going to work him in. Don't love the depth behind your two running backs, just Philip Lindsay, but I would make this trade to get DK Metcalf. I'll give it a B.
From Michael, the league thinks I traded too much. Grade the trade in a 2QB league, super flex technically, with half PPR. I needed a running back. I traded Ryan Fitzpatrick and DJ Moore for James Conner, and he still has Lamar Jackson, Stafford, and Dalton. Fitzpatrick and Moore for Conner. I think it's fine. I think it's...
Yeah, this is
for you. It's a good trade.
This is a fine trade. Yeah, like quarterbacks have massive value in super flex formats, and Ryan Fitzpatrick is, I believe, he's a top 10 quarterback in fantasy points per game right now. So he's performing well as long as he has the job. I don't see Tua coming in anytime soon. And you get a borderline top 12 running back. So
no, he's giving up Fitzpatrick and Moore for Connor
to get Connor. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you think it's good for both sides?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I like this trade.
Yeah. All right. From Eric, PPR league, Lamar, you know, it's just so funny. It's like people, I see this all the time. Like, I made this really fair trade and my league is up in arms. It's really weird. I don't know.
Like, what kind of trades do people want to see? Do they want to see more lopsided trades? I don't get it.
They need to start listening to the podcast. Tell your friends to listen to the podcast. From Eric, PPR League, Lamar Jackson and DJ Chark or Josh Allen and Antonio Gibson? Jackson and Chark or Allen and Gibson?
I will go with Jackson and Chark, but it is very close, and I don't know that you're going to have DJ Chark in week six, so maybe if you need to win this week and you're desperate, then you take the Gibson side, but assuming, okay, we're not worried about records and you're not desperate for a win this week, just rest of season, I would rather have Lamar Jackson and Chark.
Update on a Twitter poll. Twizzlers are great, 19.7%. Twizzlers are good, 26%. Twizzlers are meh, 36.1% leader. Twizzlers are horrible, you weirdo, 18.2%.
This is a good poll, though. This is the mark of a good poll, is that there's no blowout.
Yeah, you know, yeah,
we're,
I agree.
We're between 18 and 36% for all four options here. So, all right, Twizzlers are kind of all over the place. That's fine. I voted for great, obviously. I really like Twizzlers. But if you asked me beforehand what would win, I probably would have said good or meh. I think most people are probably just like, all right, whatever, Twizzlers.
Twitter needs to fix their Twitter polls to allow the pollster to vote. Because I would have liked to have voted in this.
I can give you like the Fantasy Baseball Today login and you can just, you know, sign in and you can vote.
I'd rather have your login and just post stuff.
No, I don't do that.
From Anthony, 10-team PPR league, give up AJ Brown, get James Robinson.
This, I think, is a very fair trade, and I would probably lean towards James Robinson in a vacuum. So I'll give it a B.
This is from Aaron. I'm sure you'll cover this, but I need Clyde Edwards-Helaire trade options. And keep in mind, I need wins now. Well, he's going to be good this week, you'd think. But this is also the time to trade him because people know he's going to be good this week. Le'Veon Bell won't be on the team. Or he's going to at least have the opportunity to be good this week. All right, so this is, I actually did a fun fantasy football Twitter poll for this. Going forward, who's your favorite out of these four players? Clyde Edwards-Helaire, David Johnson, Darren Waller, Odell Beckham. I tried to pick players that I thought would be like third, fourth round picks. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, David Johnson, Darren Waller, Odell Beckham.
I was very surprised by the results.
Yeah, Waller's... I'm not super surprised that Waller's leading, 42%. I am surprised that Clyde Edwards-Helaire is second at 31%. And David Johnson is last at 9%. I thought people would take David Johnson over Edwards-Helaire. Beckham is third at 18.2%.
David Johnson kind of stinks at him.
He does, but he doesn't have any competition. I didn't draft any David Johnson. I don't really think he's very good. I don't have any faith in the Texans offense. Of course, I didn't know their coach was going to get fired. but if you like David Johnson better than Clyde Edwards-Helaire, this tells me you could do that. Would you make that trade?
No. I voted for Clyde Edwards-Helaire on the poll. I would still rather have him. Maybe I'm not factoring in Le'Veon Bell enough, but I think that CEH is still going to see around 60% of the snaps and close to 15 touches per game. I don't know that anybody knows exactly how this is going to work out, but like, do we see Le'Veon Bell taking over a big portion of the offense in week 7 right away, like his first game that he could potentially play with the team? I think once he settles in, you're probably looking at about 10 touches per game for Le'Veon Bell, and I would say still close to like 15 touches per game for CEH, but maybe I'm just overvaluing him. So I wouldn't do it. I would rather keep him over David Johnson.
So who would you trade him for? Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
I'm looking at like that RB2 range. That's where I think CEH kind of falls down to. I think he's outside the top 12 now. I think he's probably more of like a top 15, top 20 guy. So like, can you buy low on Jonathan Taylor? I don't know that the Jonathan Taylor, you know, fantasy.
I don't think so. I doubt it. I think Darren Waller personally is a good option.
I mean, if you just need a flex, but you know, what if you need a running back? It's kind
what
of hard to
pull. What if you need a tight
off.
End? I'm not just looking for a flex here. Like if I'm in tight end hell,
right?
And I want to get Darren Waller. I think that's fair personally.
Would you do it for Gurley?
He's the most frustrating player. So we all know he's not that good anymore.
I would rather have Gurley than David Johnson, though. He's looked better than Johnson.
I guess I probably would. You could do it. It seems fair. Just it's hard for me to see Gurley not missing a game or two like he did last year. I guess it's fair.
I would still keep CEH over Gurley too. You know, it's like Gurley's not using the pass game at all. He's so touchdown dependent.
Yeah. All right, I got 5 minutes left, Frank. I got 4 minutes left here, unfortunately. So here we go. Let's fire through the rest of these. From Steve, grade the trade. It's a dynasty league. I have Tua and Teddy as my quarterbacks. Would you trade Kyler Murray for Gardner Minshew and 2021 first and second round picks? Yeah, if you're tanking, yes, I would, because you're going to get a great player with like a top 3 to 5 pick. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I would, but man, it is hard to give up Kyler there. But you have some pretty damn good quarterback options outside of him, and you get Gardner Minshew in return, so it's tough to give him up, but yeah, I would do it.
Craig, grade the trade. Give up Rojo and Chark, get Mixon and Cooks.
Rojo and Chark for Mixon and Cooks. Yeah, I would do this. You get the better running back. Brandon Cooks is going to be boom or bust. I would do it, yeah.
From Sean, I traded Clyde Edwards-Helaire for Chase Edmonds and Jamison Crowder.
I would... This is a C+. I think, you know, you get solid value in return. You get a flex-ish running back in Edmonds and like a borderline wide receiver too in Crowder. So C+.
From Anthony, I was offered Edwards-Helaire for David Montgomery. Who would you rather have in PPR?
This is really close, and I was looking at Montgomery as one of those names too. I will take, I'll still take CEH.
This is from Brad in Iowa. Someone dropped John Brown. I already have Diggs. Should I drop Brandon Cooks for John Brown?
I would not. I think they're very similar players, but I think that we're about to see Deshaun Watson unleashed, and that should mean good things for Brandon Cooks. So,
Frank,
I really want two Bills.
So I got 1 minute left. You ready? Sorry, yep. Everybody. I have a work thing at 2:00. From Garrett, half PPR. DJ Moore or Brandon Cooks?
Moore.
From Eric in Maine, half PPR and point per carry, 0.2 points per carry. I need two. Julio, Slayton, Henderson, Hilton, Lindsay. Pick two.
Oh, man. If Julio plays, I would go with him. And if Melvin Gordon, like, if we don't have an update on Melvin Gordon, I would go Julio and Lindsay. If Julio doesn't play, I'll go Lindsay and Jarrell Henderson.
From Dustin in Miami, I need a second running back, non-PPR. Frank Gore, J.D. McKissick, Matt Breida.
Oh, man. Let's go with Frank Gore, baby.
All right. From Orange Crutch, pick two, half PPR. David Johnson, Chase Claypool, Damian Harris, and Devontae Freeman.
I will go with David Johnson and Devontae Freeman.
Chase in Boston, sit one. Fuller, Hollywood Brown, Juju, Robert Woods.
Fuller, Hollywood Brown, PPR. Juju, Robert Woods. I will sit Juju.
From Brian, Terry McLaurin or Devontae Parker? Who do you like?
Let's go with Parker.
Okay, and Jeff says 12-team non-PPR, two wide receivers. Fuller, Deontay Johnson, pick two.
Let's go with Moore and Fuller.
Two running backs, Henry, Connor, James Robinson, Mike Davis.
Henry, Connor, say them again.
Henry, Connor, James Robinson, Mike Davis.
Let's go with Mike Davis and
Henry.
Yes.
Now pick a flex, Connor, James Robinson, or the wide receiver you sat.
James Robinson.
All right, we're out of here. Thank you so much to Frank Stample. Thanks to everybody for listening. Have a great weekend. Talk to you on Sunday night. Talk to you Sunday afternoon on Twitch.
Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
You ready, Bob?
Well, all right.
Audiences are raving. Bob Marley is electrifying. It's the feel-good movie of the year.
You dig?
Bob Marley, One Love. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.